going to be learning the Kabbalah Parsha Zohar, Shabbat Zohar Purim, a piece of Tyre from Rebellion, wine shop from 25 years ago, in the Sefer Besod Yeshar. So this is the same Mechaba that we're learning for us at the Shabbos, but we'll learn a Maimon for Shabbos Parsha Zohar. Asher korach ha-baderech, v'lo yirei elukim. So Amalek didn't have any Yir Shemayim, and they came upon us, baderech, as we were leaving. Kriyas Yamsuf k'siv shomu ami mi'gozun. All the psukim by Kriyas Yamsuf tell us how all of the nations of that place, all the nations there, were terrified. Ha'ema shuhutla aleihem, tremendous pachet had fallen upon the nations. Oz shalom mehem ha'efsharus l'snagi l'knesses Yisrael. And our enemies there felt completely incapable of standing up against us. Ein hamadu b'kanrak al gardel komus ha'nesh shenezgal sa'oz. It's not just because there was such a great miracle that took place by Yamsuf. It's not the only reason. That, of course, made a difference, but that's not the only thing, that there was such a great miracle there. Ela hadova nodes b'mohus hanhogis kriyas Yamsuf. One has to understand that there was a hanhoga of Hashem that was revealed by kriyas Yamsuf, an extraordinary hanhoga that was revealed there. Shomer ala b'zayar kodesh matitzak elai batika talya milsa. Matitzak elai batika talya milsa. That the Hanhoga of Kriyas Yamsuf had never been revealed before. That Hanhoga that's called Atika. The highest, highest Shayrish of creation. The whole time of creation, that's for the sake of Knesset Yisrael. That which we can't understand, it has no reason in our minds. Atika, Batika Tal Yamilsa. Hanhoga Shen Niftacha. When this Hanhoga of Atika is revealed, it takes away free choice. It takes away choice completely. It comes as a storm into the world. It came then by Kriyas Yamsuf with that wind that separated the waters. There came that Hanhoga, a gilui of the highest, highest Hanhoga, where it wasn't even any of davening. Hashem yilachem lachem v'atem tacharishon. There was nothing to say. Ma titzak elai. There's no need to talk. There's no need to daven. Something happened over there. There was such a hezgalus of Hashem that it literally became in the minds of all of the people of that time. It became impossible to do anything about it. Bnei Yisrael. It just became something that was beyond their abilities to confront at all. Shetfila hu klolus, around eight lines down, shetfila hu klolus musag yeshtadlus. Davening is still part of yeshtadlus. Davening means that we're trying. We feel that it could be this way, it could go that way. By Kriyas Yamsuf, Moshe Rabbeinu told us from Hashem that there's nobody here. Tacharishon, be silent. Just sit back and enjoy the ride. It's just going to happen. There's nothing to do. Because Yisrael ain't karech melo v'peh. The greatest establishment that a Jew can make is to daven. And at Kriyas Yamsuf, Hashem Yisbrach said, don't daven. Ma titzik elai. Elanet k'mishav, v'nichnes al ereka mahalchei ahechrech, d'darkei k'vayt shamayim. All of the normal channels of Ishtadlus were completely removed, were eclipsed by this Hanhaga of Kriyas Yamsuf, of Atika, and the Mahalchia Hechrech, a different Mahalach was revealed, the Mahalach that things have to be this way. By Maimon HaSinai, when Hashem held the mountain over our heads, there was an inyan of this Mahalach, that this is how it has to be. You could have all these svaras, you like it, you don't like it, you would have done differently, you want to have a board to sit down and to discuss which mitzvahs you like, which you don't like, you know. It's kof alim haki, this is how it's going to be. But Kris Yamsuf, there was his galus of Atika Kadisha, that his galus of Atika, of the ancient one, of that which is the highest, from the highest sherish of creation, where the Baruch Shalom said, I'm going to be Megala, my presence, regardless of how much you daven, you don't daven, you want, you don't want. The result or the consequence of such a hisgalus was that all of the nations of the world also sat back and said, there's nothing to do about this. This is something here that we can't in any way oppose. It's a hisgalus of what it says in the Mishnah, HaKol Sofui V'Arishus Nesuna. B'chiru Miskeimus Rak Teicha Chol V'Arishus Nesuna. When there's Rishus Nesuna, there was the two hanhagas. It says in the Mishnah, HaKol Sofui, meaning that everything is the way that it has to be. The Baruch Shalom has a plan, he has a mahalach, and he gives us this feeling, you know, we run around, we do this, we do that, but in the end, HaKol Sofui, everything is going to be the way that it has to be. It was all seen in advance, HaKol Sofui. Then there's Hanhag of HaRishus Nesuna. Rishus Nesuna means, okay, here you could do something. That's Hanhag where we feel that we have Bechira, where we feel that it's an option. So Rebellia explains, Bechira Miskayem is Rak Teicha Cholol Da HaRishus Nesuna. Free choice only applies in that vacuum, in that what appears to be a vacuum of HaRishus Nesuna, that you have Rishus to do something about the situation. Then, in that Cholol, in that apparent emptiness, there are options. You could choose this, you could choose that. But when there's a hisgalus of Atika, of HaKol Tzofui, of Hashem Baruch's plan, and it makes no difference, you like it or you don't like it. It makes no difference whether you asked or you didn't ask, you davened, you tried, you didn't try. As I use this, it's Ada Layada. A person is an Arhaman, is a Baruch Mordechai, it's going to happen. That's called Atika. L'fichach k'siv b'kriyas yamsuf v'yiru ha'mes Hashem v'yaminu b'Hashem v'mesha avdai. So there was a k'riyas yamsuf hisgalus of yiras Hashem and emunah b'Hashem. Kiskulas ha'yiru l'havi ha'yari l'matzav shel mukhrach l'oisei inyin. What's the yira? Yira is that emotion where the person has that something is happening and it's not in his control. When there's something big and you can't do anything about it, this is what it is. It's much, much bigger than anything that you could decide or think or choose. Yiras Hashem, v'yiru ha'amis Hashem, v'yaminu b'Hashem, as a result of this is galus. Esav, the second paragraph, Esav hayip seilas hakav di Yitzhak. We've learned many, many times. But Esav, just like Yishmael was the psoilas, was that little tiny, that bit that wasn't yet refined in Avraham Avinu, the psoilas, the garbage. So too, Esav was the psoilas of Yitzchak. V'nech de Amalek hayasokha. And the Enochel, Amalek was the toikif, was the most concentrated, powerful energy of this psoilas, of Gvuras, of the Kav of Yitzchak Avinu. In Yonah, Meleidas Yitzchak Siv, when Yitzchak Avinu was born, it says, Kol HaShemei Yitzchakli, whoever hears is going to laugh. V'nikra Yitzchak, Yitzchak is Yitzchak, laughter. Schoik Zeh, who shaykh be'etzam l'tkufas halosad lavai. The ultimate laughter, of course, is really shaykh to the hanhagi of what's going to be at the end with Mashiach. So, Amachazal, the Ba'ilam Hazeh, also a malapiv schaik. In this world, there is no complete schaik. That's why Yitzchak's name is in the future. Yitzchak, Yitzchak. There will be laughter. Complete schaik is not in this world. Oz Yimali schaik pino, ulushayne nevina. Oz Yimali, not now. So, the inyan of Yitzchak Avinu, the ikki his galus of Yitzchak Avinu really is lost of love when Mashiach comes. That's why Yitzchak Avinu is the one who's pagyalai, pagyaloch. Is the whole deal that Yitzchak makes with HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the end. And that's why the name Yitzchak is the Oisius Kates Chai. We spoke about many times that at the end, when it seems that there is no, it seems that everything is finished, at the end, Chai. The whole inyan of Yitzchak then is revealed and comes to life. Sh'oziyah niftach oylem hasimcha. In the future, that world of Simcha will be opened up completely, of Yitzchak Avinu. The Yismach Hashem b'maaseh, that Hashem will rejoice fully with us, and Yismach Yisrael ba'oisav, and we will have complete Simcha with him. Was also Kadosh Baruch Hu l'gmal chesed in banav shel Yitzchak, and davke that. Relationship at the end of time is called Bonav Shel Yitzchak. Because Avraham Avinu was asked, and he said that if they've sinned, what can you do with them? And Yaakov Avinu was asked, if they've sinned, what's there to do with them? Only Yitzchak said that Pal Gelai, Pal Gelach, that I'll take it, we'll divide it, and so on. And Yitzchak is Bonav Shel Yitzchak, is the Madrega of the end of time. Simcha hi riboy hadas shiyel ha'osad lava. So what's the cause of the great simcha at the end of time? What's the cause of that tremendous simcha at the end of time? The answer is the riboy hadas. The great simcha at the end of time is going to come through our great understanding. And when everything will be understood. K'ma shekosu b'medrash ha'nelem. U'mi'ikarei riboy hadas da'oz hu. And that ribuy hadas, that great revelation of knowledge, of knowing, of understanding of the future, Chazal refer to that as the yayin hamushumer ba'anorav misheshis imrei breshis. That there is wine that is being held, that is guarded in the grapes, from the time of the 6 days of creation, shehugilui taimei Torah, the great simcha of the end of time will come as a result of the wine of Torah, of the deepest secrets of Torah, of taimei Torah, yishakenim nishika ispiyo, ki toivim daidecha miyayin. Ki toivim daidecha miyayin. That those secrets that were held back and guarded, that Hashem did not reveal to all of us at Maimon HaSinai, those secrets that tell the complete story will be finally made known. And that is the wine of Meshumer Ba'anov Mishesh Me'breishes, Gilitame Toi Ribui Hadas Hazeh, this great Ribui of Das, this tremendous chef of knowing, of understanding. Yishlol ha'adam yikol avshav zara. It will make us into people who can no longer consider evil as an option. Ra is not, will no longer be an option. When you know so much, when we understand so much how the Baruch Shalom loves us, and we understand what all of this is really about, then ra is not going to be an option. Evil is not going to be an option. The same way you could have a parent is begging the child to behave and begging the child, don't do this, why are you doing this to hurt, and why are you doing this? And finally, if there comes a time where there's a hisgalus of who the father really, really is, and his ahava, the love that he has for his child, and the child understands at kamba how much the father loves him, so then he can't hurt the father anymore. He can't go against the father anymore. Not because of an order, not because he's asked not to, or his father begs him not to. He's disarmed by his father's love. He's disarmed. He has no will to fight against that because he understands now that his father loves him. That would be a very, very good model for parenting, by the way. Kiasogas taimei ha-Torah, who asogas haraz shel ha-olamos, understanding the secret of all worlds. Ech ha-kol hu rak merkav lo yisbrach, everything is only a means of carrying out Hashem's will. Ki kach nira ha-kol be-pnimis Torah. Pnimis. And the more one goes into pnimis, the clearer that becomes, the clearer Hashem's Baruch's ahava is, the clearer the plan of Hashem in creation is. This is one of the reasons that the Ramchal gives in the Reb Chaim Vital, a reason for learning Pnimiyus HaTorah, even before the ultimate Hisgalus, of course, and how the Siddurs of Torah are bringing us closer and closer to Geula. And that's what the Ramchal writes at the beginning of Eitz Chaim. If we would understand clearly, if we would know the truth, and we would understand it clearly, it would be impossible for us to sin. A person could make perhaps a mistake, but to sin intentionally would be impossible. In other words, we would become mukhrachim. That hechrich that was felt at Kriyas Yamsuf, the Inyan of Atika, makes it impossible to do something against Hashem's Baruch. There's no choice. There are no options. Kan hi knisas ahakara l'tarich gvul ahechrich. This is how hakara, awareness, knowledge, understanding, enters into the gvul of herich means, meaning how understanding brings to a matzav of herich. Herich means I'm compelled to behave this way now that I understand. That's called yayin, wine. The yayin hamishumer ba'anova, the delicious wine of das, of pnimiyus ha-Torah, of soide ha-Torah, of tam. The taste of Hashem's Baruch's love, of his ahava, of what he's doing here in this world, how everything has been and is elokus. What's Amalek? Amalek hu achaymitz the yayin. Amalek is the vinegar, the chaymitz, the yayin. Alkain. Havilavusha hisnagdus shaloi, hisnagdus el mahala gilui reka hechrich. Therefore, what Amalek is most terrified of, and what Amalek resists more than anything, is this hisgalus of Atika, of hechrich, of this unbelievable revelation of das, of Hashem's love, and of our understanding that. Through Pnimiyus HaTorah, that leads to a feeling of hechrich. This is what Amalek stands against more than anything. Amalek's whole inyan is all options are available. You're not a mukhrach. If you want to say that belief in God and fear of God is on the table, it's on the table, but there are a lot of other things on the table. It's lav davka. The whole union of Amalek is lav davka. That's why everybody knows that Amalek is the Gemach Yosafik. It's lav davka. Hechrechius, Atika, Hechrechius, Yitzchak, Yayin, Simcha comes from Havadai Shmoi, Kein Tehilosai. from vados, with that feeling of absolute certainty. This is what it is. There's nothing else. It's clear to me. The Niv HaMalik is, it's not so clear. There's no hecher. It doesn't have to be. Hambat Yerisachas, Shnesta Mikvias Yamsif, so Chazal tell us that there was this Hambat Yerisachas as a result of Kvias Yamsif, it was like a bubbling bath, and as the whole world stood back in awe, and there was nothing to do with Am Yisrael, because of that, his galus that took place. And Chazal tells us that Amalek came and jumped in to cool off the bath, even though it was suicidal. Amalek had to show that it's possible to stand up to this. It's not impossible. It's the chomitz of the yayin. It comes to spoil everything. There was a levush of hechrech that was taking place, and Amalek has the koach, because because Amalek is Esav, which is the kav of Yitzchak, which is Zelumazeh of Yitzchak. So the only power in the world that could somehow oppose this gilui of Yitzchak, is Esav, is Amalek. And Amalek jumps in to show that it's possible. It's not hechrech. And therefore we understand that the whole Indian of Amalek is V'lo Yirei Elokim. V'lo Yirei Elokim. Yiris Elokim, over there by Kriyas Yamsuf, Yir Amas Hashem, Yamin of Hashem, comes as a result of the feeling of this big, big presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this is the way it is, this is just the way it is. And Amalek says, Lav Davka, V'lo Yirei Elokim. The meaning of year is nice as Mahalach the Hechrech Bar. Year comes with a feeling of Hechrech. There's nothing I can do about this. You could be talking about options that you have when you're far away from the king. I could do like this, even though the king says like that. But if you're standing in front of the king, you don't talk like that. And not only you don't talk like that, but it's clear to you that you don't have any options. Either this is the way it is, or there's death. There are no options. The Hisnagdus Amalek Huela. This is the Hisnagdus of Amalek. Amalek is opposed to this. Zevelo Yirei Elokim. Not only Amalek can come, because Amalek is the Gevuras of Yitzhak, of Yira. Zelu Mazeh Velo Yirei Elokim. Hachaymet Shel Yayin. This spoiling, this vinegar. That vinegar is supposed to be vinegar and wine is supposed to be wine. But then there was a terubis, a mixture that took place, and the chomitz, the vinegar, the spoiling got into the wine, and the nachash, the snake was with chava. And the whole Indian of an Isha in her pure state, a woman is what? Isha Yiras Hashem, it's Harlow, is the Indian of Yiras Hashem, that the woman is in awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Isha Yiras Hashem, it's a woman comes to the side of Gevuras, and Yira. And the Indian of the Nachash is what? The Lo Yirei Elokim, the snake is Amalek. So the snake is the Chaymet that came to defile Chava's Yiras Hashem. That feeling of Hechrechius. And then Chava said, you know, you could eat from the tree. It's possible. It's not Davka that you can't eat from the tree. So the Chaymitz is the Ra of the Sitrach, or the Samach Mem, of the Satan, of Amalek, that got mixed in over here. From the beginning, that's how it started. And this is the Kerech of Amalek. The only one who can stand against this inyan of the Hanhogis HaHechrech of Kriyas Yamsuf of Atika. This is the unbelievable koyach that Amalek has. It always leaves open the alternative. In one's mind, maybe it's not this way. Maybe I don't have to do this. Maybe I have a different way that I can live. Not the way it says in the Torah. Maybe there's something else I could do. And when did Amalek When was Amalek Misaira? When, after the curtains closed of Kriyas Yamsuf, and things calmed down a little bit, and we were wondering, Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu am'ayin, the effect of Kriyas Yamsuf wore off a little bit, and we were thinking then, maybe there are options. Maybe it's lav davka. There was a little bit of a Pesach. At Yamsuf itself, nothing could be done. There was, even Amalek, in the Yamsuf, there was nothing. At that moment of the Hizgalus. But now that there's a tiny little bit of a weakening, where there's a little bit of an opening of Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu am'ayin, what was the question? V'om b'zor HaKadosh, and Yisayin Shehemidu, hu li'yivada im hanagosim b'midbar, hi b'reka ha'tika nikus ayin. The question is, well, we have this inyan of ayin, we have this inyan, of atika by Kriyas Yamsuf. The question is, how are things going to continue? Are things going to continue in the way of Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu, which is what? Which is Hayesh Hashem yukevavke, which is Hishtadlus, free choice, and so on? Or is it going to continue with the way of what? Ayin. Ayin means that which is higher than anything, the Ein Sof Baruch Hu. That's Atika. Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu amayin. The Kavan should nivga reka on Hogas Atika, since there was some damage that took place with that question. There was some crack in that feeling, in that awareness, and that connection to Atika, which is the Soda Hechrech, which is the secret, the mystery of Hechrech. L'fichach esorius nagdus Amalek. That's all that was necessary, and that's the place where Amalek enters. In that suffix, there Amalek takes that tiny crack and then opens it bigger and bigger and bigger, till you're wondering, why bechlal does this make sense? Why do I have to do this at all? It could be very different than this. It doesn't have to be this way. And then it's no longer some subtle, deep, philosophical question. Then it becomes plain and posh, it becomes ra. A life of ra. So if the Tevis of Amalek is rak, rak, kol hayoyim. Rak, rak, kol hayoyim. There has to be, but Hashem made it in such a way that in the Hechrech, there is that, until Oz Yamal Yisrael Pinu, there's always a tiny fault in the Hechrech that comes out, that came out here with our own question, even though it was a very deep question. It wasn't like we were trying to do something bad, but Hashem leaves that tiny place for fault. Until Mashiach comes, that's how it is. But Amalek has a nose and sniffs that out and finds it and then goes for that. All the other nations couldn't feel that at all, couldn't see that at all. It was off their radar. The other nations didn't see that on their radar at all. Amalek has such finely tuned radar to detect that tiny little fault that Hashem left in creation, Namela in us, and then they go into that place and they rip it open. That's the Indian of Amalek. But there is a tiny fault. In that crack is where Amalek is where that cockroach of Amalek breeds more and more doubt. One more doubt, sveikas, choices, and so on. And by Harsin Hashem brought us up to a place of Kofalem HaKigigis, which as the Maral explains, is that we felt also that there was no choice. This is how we have to live. Torah is not something that it's up to you. But then once again, the Nachash, so at that point it seemed that all of the filth of the snake was removed. All the zuhama of the Nachash had disappeared. But we see that it's not true. There's a trace of that vinegar, of that chaymitz, of that chametz, of that filth, until the end of time. And then Amalek goes for it. And that's why it says, Ochen ka'odem temusen. What happened in Gan Eden happened again in Har Sinai. It happened again. The Pirkei Avlozer, Omru di Yisrael Shalom. The Shabbos says in Pirkei Avlozer, that Yisrael asked, The B'Shabbos k'siv zoch, Amalek k'siv zoch. It says by Shabbos, zoch is Yom HaShabbos. It says by Amalek, zoch is asher solach ha'amalek. To remember, remember Shabbos, remember Amalek. Ma b'neim, no. Hey shiv lahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shabbos doim l'kai soyayin kanditin. Now we'll understand. So Chazal tell us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said this is the difference. Shabbos resembles a glass of the best wine. Shabbos is a kais shayayin kaditin. V'amolik l'kais chaymetz. And amolik is a glass of chaymetz, of vinegar. That's what it says in Pirkei Avos. In yono ayin Ramban soif bay, demarech ha-zikaron v'amarech ha-chachma shel ha-adam, zikaron zocher, remembering, is to connect to that moyach, that way of thinking that's called chachma. Teva moyach ha-chachma, shumakabel musogim l'malam yirek ha-shakla v'tayyad b'hem. And if you all have learned this many times, the chachma means that blast of clarity and awareness that's higher than any kashis, than any shakla v'tayyad. Chachma means koyach ma, means something higher than all of the choices and discussions and theorizing and philosophizing. Chachma. Akeim etzloi munachais pshutais. In the world of Chachma, things are obvious and clear. That's how it is. This is how it is. There's no other way. Shabbos v'amolik shayachim l'zachar. Now here's the scary thing. And this is what Bnei Yisrael were asking. Oh, you have Shabbos, it says Zachar, and you have by Amolik, it says Zachar. And Zechira is a madrega of Chachma, remembering, when things are clear and things are obvious. Shabbos v'amolik shayochem l'zochem. Zelu mazeh osar elokim. L'mokim zeh shalamal mitam v'das. There's that part of us that does not need to have answers, that just knows. That's called remembering. And Amolik has a password to get into that place, to be able to cause confusion, even those things that are most obvious and known. Amalek knows how to, what's it called when you break into some, hack. Amalek knows how to hack into that place. It's unbelievable. Of zechira, of remembering. Mokim zeh shalamal mitam v'das. To that place which is higher than Tam B'Daz. Im kein harei sham shavim. It's scary, but in that place, when you come to that highest place, there's chachm, in that place of chachm, there's Shabbos, and there's Amalek. Shirak b'mokim ha-shakla v'tayyid Tam B'Daz, nira ha-shani v'hevdol ben dover l'dover, d'mein dey ha-vdol minayin. In a place of shakla v'tayyid, there you're talking about, this is like that, Tam B'Daz. But when you get to a place that's higher than that, it's Ad lo yodav and Aharman l'boch mardecha. That's what's so scary about it. And you see that a person that needs dafka to drink, is to dafka drink wine, as most poskim say, not to drink schnapps or beer to have anything that else. Just yain, hamesameach. Yain hamashuma banov misheishis mebreishis, which is the Indian of Ad lo yodav. It's to come to that place with this siluk of das. A seal of das where I don't need to know. I don't know. This is how it is. Whether it looks like Haman, it looks like Mordechai, whether Hashem does what I like, Hashem does what I don't like, it's not that. This is how it is. That's the yayin of Pnimius, of the Ezgalas, of Oz Yemarle Schaik Pinus, the Simcha, the Schaik, the laughter of Pur, comes from this place. So Hashem says, we're afraid of him. Hashem says, listen, Shabbos is a glass of wine. Which means the yayin, the wine that's being kept and guarded in the grapes from the time of the beginning of creation. You understand that according to the Mekubalim, the Eitz Hadas Tovara was that they were squeezing wine from the grapes. It was grapes. The wine of Shabbos is a taste of that world of Hechrech, of how things have to be. when there'll be a ribuy of das, when that great knowledge will be completely revealed at the end of time. Shabbos is a taste of that wine, of the yain that's meshumer ba'anov of misheshis and mebreshis, which is the din of kiddush, and of mekabel Shabbos in such a way. Masha'enikein Amalek. Bemes gam hu nechasham. This is what's terrifying. Amalek also has nachiz over there. Amalek is the chaimitz in the yain. In other words, Amalek comes. Amalek has nachiz. Amalek has some sort of a place over there. Avalua kilkul shahayu b'yayin. It's what spoils the wine. Psoilus mahalach zeh. To come to ruin this mahalach. That takes away all of our simcha in life. All of our simcha comes from the feeling of it's just right. And that feeling of hechreichus, that this is how it is, and this is the way it always was and is and will be. And Amalek is the chaymis that comes to spoil that and to say, lav davka. Lav davka. And more than that, Amalek comes to tell you that you can't overcome. If there's any hechreichus, the hechreichus comes from your taivis haguf. You can't overcome that. You can't overcome that. You can't possibly defeat those taivas. You can't possibly defeat those taivas. Like I've had Bochum, that the therapist says, listen, what are you going to do? This is the way God made you. The therapist becomes a big balashkofis. And the therapist says, this is the way God made you. It must be that God wants you to do these things. Because otherwise God wouldn't have made you that way. He tells the little 16-year-old. And the 16-year-old says, you mean I have to do this aveira? And the therapist says, you're not hurting anybody. And otherwise you're going to be ruined. Your whole life will be ruined unless you do this. There's nothing wrong because that's how God made you. Nachash, Amalek, Sitra Achra, Samach Mem. You're a muchrach to sin. You're a muchrach. The guf is machriach you. The body forces you to act a certain way. Amalek has nachiz in that world. Amalek speaks that language. That you're not a baal bechira l'ra. Rak rak kol hayoy. Al kein zchiros ha'abil chaloysay. Therefore, especially on Shabbos zoche, the zoche is yom Shabbos can crush Amalek. And there can be a zechira of what Amalek does to us. And his oirus of that sinna, of that hatred that I was talking about yesterday in the Mr. Sharm Chabur, of what Amalek causes, the chaymitz, the way that it spoils everything in our lives. It spoils everything in life. Amalek spoils, takes away all of the simcha, takes away all of the vados, all of the tzchaik, Amalek in relationships between parents and children and husbands and wives and with the Bari Olam. Meskulas Hayayin, in parentheses, the end of the page. Hulahavi Adam Le'imatzav Muchrach. It's interesting when a person drinks and he comes to a place of Shechus Shalait, which is the meaning of light, is Gula, is Mashiach, is Rus, and Moav, and David HaMelech, and so on. And he comes to a place of Shechus, of Adal Yada, then what? He becomes a Muchrach. And you ask a guy that's drunk, why are you acting this way? He looks at you like you're crazy. Why am I acting this way? I have no choice. Because this is the way it is. And he tells me, you know, you're acting like an idiot. Have a drink. Join me. This is just how it is. The whole world looks to him a certain way. It's not in the Bechira. He becomes a Muchrach. In a person who has a lot of chaimitz in him, the muchrach becomes very, very disgusting and ugly. That's why you better think twice about who you are before you have too much to drink. It can become very disgusting, very ugly. And a lot of women have seen things in their husbands that the husbands don't even remember the next day. And their children have seen things. And if you're not sure about the yayin that's inside of you, you better be very, very careful about, because if you have enough chaimitz inside of you, when you have the extra drink, you're going to say things and do things that are going to make you much, much lower in the eyes of the people who love you. To be very careful. That side, depending upon what's inside of you, the secrets could become very, very damaging to a marriage and to being a parent. You have to be very, very careful. You become a mukhrach. But what comes out from this person? V'shichus techir shenasa mukhrachas. When you're drunk, you become a mukhrach. Onam zoa shaseyu v'ralo. Chazal talk about the person for whom drinking or a little bit of drunkenness is raloi. It's something which is not appealing. It's not nice. It's not appealing. But a tamachacham is loylem taivlai. But a tamachacham who drinks, a person whose yain is the yain hamishumah banov mishesh mebreishes, other avim. All the hechreichus that comes out is there's nothing other than being a Jew. There's only being an eved Hashem. That's what comes out with the drinking of a tamachacham, the hechreichus of a tamachacham. Shemiram imeihu leha'alma dechidim. He's lifted to the place of to the highest level of joy. If a person is nervous about what's going on inside of him, he better just be yaitse according to the other sheet and just have a little bit more and sleep a little bit better that night. Gemayanu. We've seen too much over the years the ugly results of what happens with the Bali Achaimets drinking wine, drinking too much on Purim. When that happens, there's his galus of Amalek, there's his galus of the snake. Not his galus of Kriyas Yams of Atika. It's his galus of the snake. Shagam Shom Shalet is a hechrik the hakar. Next page. Abshitas begilui vizborach shmei reishisim hu mashukosu akadmonim teva atoir lahetiv chesed poshet vagoma. Well, you don't have that? Tzavik Vav. So we're not halfway through. The pshitas of creation, and which the Kadmonim, the Ramchal, and all the Kadmonim tell us, is Teva Toiv Laitiv, that Hashem is the Tachlis Atoiv, and the Tachlis Atoiv wanted Kivyachal to give us the opportunity of the highest Toiv. Chesed Poshet Vagomu. Chesed Pasha Vagam. Complete and total chesed. Onam Kavsha Yitzhak Shua Smol Daicha Gvura Hishniyab Mahala Gilu Yisbarach. So the first Gilu of Hashem is Chesed Oyl Miban is Chesed, Hashem's loving kindness. Yitzhak is Gvura. Yitzhak is second. Ubeheya Yisba Panim Shal Shinui Hushu Shu Besoicha Kol Daicha Hashinui. In Chesed, there's the pashtus that Hashem loves me. Hashem, everything is Ahava. The possibility that it's not like that comes, of course, with Gvuris, with Dinim. Maybe it's not that Hashem loves me. That possibility is opened with the world of the Kav of Yitzchak. Alken Yochel Yehoch Hizba. And that's where Amalek comes. The ace of the son of Yitzchak, in that cave of Gevuras, lehe'ocheiz ba, b'yayin dida, soid mahalach chaymetz. That's the soid of the chaymetz, of the vinegar, of that which spoils, of Amalek. Zobach chizis ace of bechlal, v'amalek befrat, b'kav ha'gvura de Yitzchak. That's why it's the zelum hazeh, to take away the tzchoik of the end of time, the tzchoik, the simcha of that clarity, of that knowing. Omnam behayoysa haklipa demidis hachachma kanal. But since, as we just learned, Amalek is the klipa of chachma, the chachma nikus reishis b'mahal chvizbach, the chachma is the highest gilui in this world, it's the reishis chachma, it's the beginning. It's the beginning of the Mahalchim of Hashem in this world, Reishis Chachma, v'shomu shilton ha-hechrech, al-kein ha-molik ha-reishis goyim davke. Therefore, there is this connection between Amalek, which comes from the Gvuris, and the higher Madrega of the Reishis, which is Chachma. Otherwise, how did Amalek creep into that higher Madrega of Chachma? If Amalek only begins in the place of Gvuris, how did Amalek creep into the world of Chachma that Teretz is? Reishis Goyim Amalek. Vini b'mahalach ha-shakla v'tayin mekabal kol musak tzir ha-prati ha-shakla m'husa shebezen nivdol mi-prat ha-sheni. When there's a shakla v'tayin, when there's a discussion, when you're arguing, discussing, and so on, so then you compare what Aleph and Beis, you compare this scenario to that scenario. Omna v'yichlolos ba'klolos du'moach ha-chochm, but that's in Bina. In Bina, you're already comparing. In Bina, in Gvuras, you're already making comparisons. But in Chochma, of course, Chochma is adalo yada. Ben Aharon and Baruch Mordechai. Chochma is in Klolus. Humayach haChochma misyachis ala Klolus da muskal. It's the general overarching picture of everything. Shama dain ein kviyas tzir prati. There you don't have yet any of the prati in which you can compare. This is like this. This is like that. This is good. This is bad. Umitzido misha amal l'shemen v'yadlik. Yamal l'chemis v'yadlik. In that place of Chochma, the same way that oil, that shemen can ignite, you can light, chaimitz can also light. Vinegar could also be set on fire. V'yur mezeh, einin ha-v'nahaf ha-ichu anasa b'purim. Now we can understand the v'nahaf ha-ichu of Purim, the reversal of Purim. The kol ha-sibes nevchu l'tayvosam davke. Loidenis batlu ha-sibes. Not that there was a bittel of the sibes. Not that there was a bittel. Not that there was a bittel that there was a removal of that koyach of chochma of hechrechius. But it's v'nahafaychu l'tayvosam that it should be used in a good way. Because in that reka of hechrech, which is kavod shemayim, a person can drink and come into contact with that feeling of being a muchrach as a Jew that's never Hashem. In that place where I don't have to explain all the pratim of why, and you can ask me a million kashas, why do you want to be a yid? You can ask me a million kashas. But in the place of Chochmah, I don't care about those kashas. Because in the place of Chochmah, Chochmah is higher than all those kashas. And Chochmah is in the place of Atika, and it's the place of Hechrich. And this is who I am, and I'm happy. This is who I am. I don't know what you're talking about. So that Koch of Amalek, which begins with sowing sveikis into the mind and the heart of a Jew, and from there coming to a place of entering into that world and infiltrating into that world of Chochmah to say kaidim that you're not a muchruch, and if anything you're muchruch to listen to your guf, you're chayef to listen to your guf, which is the chomitz. It's an interesting thing. Shalom v'darshan shleishim yom kedem achai. That on Purim we begin to prepare for what? For Pesach. Mm-hmm. And what's the inyan of Pesach? The inyan of Pesach is bittel chametz. Chametz loshon of chametz. Bittel chametz means I don't know anything about this chametz. Someone says to you, "What are you out of your mind? you have a ton of chametz in your garage." Nah, I don't know. Adliyada. That's the selection Yom Kedem Achai. The korach that a person has, the chametz doesn't stare me. Because in my world, in the world that I'm in, it's bottled, ka'ar for da'ar. It's garnished. What was the snake given to eat in the end? Al gechayn chetelech. V'ofer sarchel to eat the offer. Is the inyan of bittel chametz, is the bittel of the chametz of Amalek, is ad l'yada, is that a person can stand in his kitchen and he's finished, and he stands there with a candle and the spoon and everything, he says kol chamir chamit yishuzi. He says that I know and that I don't know. It's all ad l'yada. It's a gilui of that avoida of Purim, of coming to a place where this is how it is. There is no ra. There's no ra. And when you throw the thing into the fire the next morning, it's a hisgalus of what? Of the la'asa lavai. And there's no ra. V'hara v'harisha kula ka'oshan l'ba'oshan tichla. As we say in the Hiratzin over there, by Bittul Chametz. It's nothing. I'm not interested. So, but someone says, but your garage is right over there. And in your garage, you have all kinds of chametz. I don't know what you're talking about. I have nothing. Hefka ka'af da'ara. Ka'af, like the dirt that the snake that Amalek is chewing on. That's what it is. Ka'af da'ara. Libotel v'havi ka'af da'ara. That's the hisgalus of the avoider that began on Purim of Adaloyoda. Of Adaloyoda. To come to Madrega where it doesn't mean anything to me. But what about all the chametz of your life? What about all the chametz of your life? That's not who I am. That's not really who I am. Who are you? I am the Yain Hamashumah Banov Misheshim Rebreis Yain Kadit and Zochas and Mashams. In that place, there's no inyan of confusion. That's the shechus of kedusha. Ve'rishus ve'snagdus da'amalik ha'shekarcha b'derech. The inyan of amalik ha'shekarcha b'derech. Shekira is some that came to cool that off. Haynu derotz la'hafek matzav amuchach. That's what Amalek comes, to take away that matzav, that feeling of, this is who I am. That feeling of being a muchrach. And it can come in all kinds of levushim. It can come like a scholar. It can say that, oh, well, if you're really an intelligent person, you have to weigh this and you have to measure that. And all the lashonis that these maskilim are using. The pseudo-intellectuals. So, these lashonis of Sveikis, these are all the Lashonis of Amalek, and they look at somebody who says that my Yiddishkeit, they look at our grandmothers, that the Yiddishkeit, which is a Muchrach, is like, it's a foolish, silly Yiddishkeit. Our grandmothers, they were silly people, they were uneducated people. Those Tilimzuggers, that they sit there like that, what, she has a PhD in something? She has a degree in something? She's an ignorant old lady that says, sister says Tilim, does she even understand that there are variant texts of Psalms? And that it's not even 100% certain that that's what King David said? And not only that, we're not even sure that King David ever said Psalms. And this person could be wearing a little kappel also. It says always professor on it, with a smiley. You wear a little kappel. It says over there, professor so-and-so. Professor of ancient languages or something. Ancient. He's ancient. He's from Amalek. He's from the Erev Rav. That's what means Erev Rav. The Rav of not the Purim Rav. The Erev Rav means the Erev of Taruvus, of Amalek, of Tov and Ra, of the Chaimis that comes to take away the Simchas Achan, of a grandmother that's able to say Tilim. This is what takes it away from us. The Avodah of Purim and a zocher is to, in kedusha, to use this koyach of hechrechius, and to be mekabel the Torah mitoych a feeling like we had of hechrechius of kofalim hakigigius, and to overcome this tuma of ashekarcha. I hope you don't. Hashem, you'll over Shabbos or even before Shabbos, you'll finish the piece. We don't have time. Hashem Yisbok should help us. There should be Molar's Deus Hashem, that we should have this Das of Ad Leodim and Harloch Baruch Mordechai, and through that we'll be Zoche for that time of Ozim Alishai Pinu, Lushanene, Rinabu Hashem, Ramitis, Mehemi Amen.